Hey, what's going on, guys? You're here with the social media guy and my buddy.
The social media warrior.
The warrior.
The warrior. Come on.
And that's like the ultimate warrior. Remember WWE? Yeah.
He's legend. Yeah, man. You can be the Hulk. I'll be the ultimate warrior. The two best in the old school WWF, I think it was.
WWF, that's right. You guys should go and YouTube that stuff. It's like, it's beautiful. That's
the golden
like poetry.
Time of wrestling. Golden time of wrestling.
So we're just scrolling through our Facebook, right? And we're just seeing like what we've got on pace today. We're going to do a little bit of a segment together. And I guess
what do you got there, Rich?
Well, I'm just scrolling down, and on one of my gaming group chats that I follow, Gaming TV, it has the new trailer for Venom. The Venom movie coming out.
That looks awesome, doesn't it?
Oh, dude. I remember, like, I used to collect the cards from Spider-Man back in 94, and Venom was, like, one of the top villains, baby. He was an animal.
Number one villain. Yeah, some people think that maybe Dr. Octopus or, you know, Lizard was up there, but by far, Venom was the most dangerous of them all.
Yeah, he's basically like Spider-Man, but like more powerful in every way. Spider-Man's just got those smarts. But a lot of people probably don't know Venom's powers. Do you know much about his? What's Venom got going on for him anyway? What's something you reckon people don't know?
Yeah, well, Venom obviously has got Spider-Man's powers because it came from his DNA. So he's got all the standard stock powers of Spider-Man, but he's also got super strength. And probably a little less known, he's got that symbiotic suit that actually can turn into anything. Actually, it can turn to any sort of clothing that he wants. He can mimic anything, really. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. So, like, he can turn, what, you mean, like, he could, like, if change, like, a disguise or something, he could morph his clothes and everything into, like, a police officer or something if he was trying to blend in.
Anything you want.
That's kind of funny. Like, he's got pretty skin tight clothes. Like on his costume, he is choosing. That means he's choosing to have skin tights as Venom. He's got to be getting serious skitties.
Yeah, right. That's probably why the suit is black. So you
can't see
him.
Filthy! It's like a dark bluish color. But you know the great thing about that power of the like morphing is he could cover up his skitties like whenever he wanted. He doesn't even have to wash them.
Those skid marks, man, they could be. I'm surprised his suit's not brown.
he shouldn't be called Venom, man. He should be called the Brown Stain, or I don't know.
Oh, no.
Skitty's a great name for him.
Skitty. All right.
What have you got in your feed? We're running out of time.
Oh, man, yeah, time is running. Look, lately I've been seeing a lot of Will Smith and his motivational videos. Have you seen any of that?
Yeah, man. Actually, a couple of people have been posting his stuff up on my feed, like, randomly, like, everywhere.
And it seems to me that, like, when a celebrity starts doing motivational speaking, it is like, it's basically, the prophet or the... You know, the head cheese or the president speaking. Everyone, like, just laps it up, don't they?
Yeah, like, it's like, he's got the answers for everything. It's just weird because he's just like, this is what I don't get in, like, today's world. It's like, you're an actor, and all of a sudden it's like, quick, Mr. President, ISIS is, like, attacking. Like, please, get Will on the phone. Will Smith.
People calling out for Will in all sorts of crises. You know, oh man, my life is going wrong. What Will do? Call Will. Or like, be in the toilet, running out of toilet paper. You'd be like, oh no, no toilet paper. Will, save me, Will.
I'll be like, next time I have like a problem with like a fight with the missus, I'll be like, that's it. I need to go call Will. I'll get him on the phone. Be Will. The wife is giving me some problems, and he'll just be going and getting jiggy with it. Na 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 na. But like, Will, this is very serious. I'm having
wild
a problem.
Wild West.
I need your help.
Come on in the wild West. I don't know. Stupid.
Will, you're really not helping the situation. He's like, what do you expect? I'm an actor.
So. He's a fresh prince, so maybe he's got some good advice from back in the days in the hood.
In the hood, yeah, maybe.
Time's running out.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll keep it to the segment. This is a little bit of a flavor for the day, but we'll leave it there and we'll say peace out to everyone.
Peace out.
Conversation. So it's good to be chatting again, but I'm just curious, what you got in your feed today, Jay?
Okay, let me see what I've got here, scrolling through here. Apparently, this Elon Musk fella, he's going crazy. Look, he's all over the news, he's putting stuff into space and all sorts of stuff. Do you know how much money he's worth?
Dude, this guy is apparently loaded. Let me just quickly check here.
Is he looted and loaded as well?
He's looted up and loaded.
Well, if you've got heaps of money, you might as well lube yourself up.
Lube and lewd. Yeah, he is loaded, man. He has got over 20 billion bucks. And the funny thing is, he was just like a tech geek guy. And he started up... he's the guy that started PayPal. And it just blew up from there.
Wicked. He must have a lot of money. How much money do you reckon he has?
Well, I just said 20 billion. He's got $20 billion.
You said 20 billion? It didn't register. That's so much money. And like, man, what would you do if you have that sort of money? Like, apparently he's making flamethrowers. Well, like, you got all the money in the world. You're thinking, I'm going to make a flamethrower so that kids who can't afford normal flamethrowers can buy my flamethrower for $500. That's what he's doing with his money.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's kind of like a 12-year-old got $20 billion and was like, I'm going to make fire! But if you put it into perspective, this guy has more money than Batman. He has more money than Batman. Well, he's got more than $20 billion. That's a lot, right? That's more than Batman.
That's true. I mean, if you pose the question, what if you have infinite amount of monies, what would you do with them? And I suppose flamethrowers make sense, you know? Next thing you know, you're building an Iron Man suit with flamethrower capabilities. Maybe he's onto something.
Yeah, it's probably what I'd do, to be honest. Or not. I don't know. I'd probably it's just too much. I don't even know how to answer the question. But I think I'd probably try to be more like Batman or Tony Stark.
The funny thing is like, you know, you could create like a method of like, you know, a machine that creates water for people who don't have clean water to drink, but said, nope, we're going the flamethrowers. People need flamethrowers.
We need to burn more things in different ways. I need it in a gun.
What do you got in your Facebook feed?
Well, to be honest, the first bunch that are coming up is a lot of people I know. And nothing really famous, but I want to point it out.
Don't call out anyone. Don't say anyone's name.
It will be a secret. But I must say, I'm getting a bit annoyed with the overly lovey-dovey posts for the husbands and wives or girlfriends and boyfriends. You know the one I'm talking about.
Oh, mate, I hate those ones. They are the worst.
Mate, this one here. Oh, I love my husband so much. He is the greatest husband. It's like, I know your husband. I seen him walking around. He dropped his burger on the floor the other day and I saw him eating it off the floor. Plus, he owes me $20. That guy owes me $20.
It doesn't sound that great, you know? It's like, why don't you just shove your happiness in my face, you know, and tell me how awesome your life is? And that makes me feel good. This guy, if he owes you $20, how great can he possibly be?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's been a little while now. I would like my $20 back. And then when he gives me my $20 back, he won't be awesome. He'll be on normal level with every other douchebag. He's not at heightened level. You know, you come back down to the same level as the rest of us and acknowledge it, and then I'm good.
We got to ask our listeners, are you fed up with these sort of, like, posts about how awesome their life is? Or more specifically, someone, like, saying their partner is the best partner in the world. Everyone can't have the best partner in the world, you know? Like, you could have a pretty good partner, but you can't have the best, because I'm sure someone's better.
Yeah, I break it down into three sections. You got your wankers, you got your averages, and then you got your pretty good, above average people. And that's about the levels you're going to get.
So you're saying that you could put up a post and say, look, I love my partner. He is pretty much not a wanker. And then we'll be happy with that.
Yeah, like my partner is pretty much the same as every other one's partner in level.
But not a wanker. And then we'll let you have that.
Yeah, that I'll accept that.
We'll accept it. Let him in.
All right, guys. Well, we'll catch you and speak again soon. Much love.
Later. Social media guy. Do you know who's not a wanker?
Who's that?
On my Facebook feed here. It's a story. A Greek man and who was shot in a war, and he didn't die, and he forgave the guy that shot him. That guy's not away.
I would say that puts him in. To be honest, if you got shot in the face or head, and you weren't mad at the dude who did it, that's probably one of the few exceptions where I would say that you're pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm just looking at the post now, and it's like a story of Fethi and Lannis. And one's there was some war. I don't even know the war. I can't even see it. But basically, the Persian dude shot the Greek guy in the head in the last day of the war. Lucky, that's the worst. Like,
one day from retirement. Oh, damn it.
Shot the head. Oh, we shouldn't laugh about that. But he writes a book about it, right? Mm. The Greek guy writes a book about surviving this war. And the Persian dude reads it, all right? And then calls him up. And the Greek guy forgives him. And it's like the love and life, the besties at the moment. If I shot you in the head, would you forgive me?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't forgive you.
What do you mean?
You shot me in the head. It's a terrible thing to do.
Well, it could have been an accident. Like, what if it was an accident?
Yeah, I want money. I want lots of money. And I want something else. I want I want all your future glory. I want everything. If I'm going to forgive something like that.
What if I gave you the gun that I accidentally shot in the head with? Would that be enough?
Only if I could shoot you in the head with it.
Well, that's not going to work. Now, obviously, that's not the... It's not the the lovey-dove story that this Facebook post is trying to proclaim. Basically, together they're joining up to try and get world peace. You reckon that's a bit unrealistic? The old world peace.
Well, we haven't got it yet. I don't know if I got it.
But these two men, they're going to be close to getting it to happen, I would think.
Yeah, so we were going to do call up Africa. Africa, you're not following the rules. You know what we said about world peace?
Well, peace, man. I got shot in the head. I think, do you know what I think is funny?
Yeah.
Imagine if it's the Greek guy, his, like, elaborate plan, his evil scheme is to, like, befriend this guy for to get his revenge or something like that. It's like, first step, write a book, have the guy contact me. Second step, become good friends. Third step, get a gun.
That's a pretty elaborate scheme, man. That's like supervillain territory. That's like the guy who like goes after Superman and stuff. But it'd be genius if he did, you know. And you couldn't blame him either. It'd be like, well, you know, you did shoot him in the head, Gerald. So it's only fair. You know?
So maybe the listeners can comment in about if they've seen this viral video. And what are their thoughts? What's going to happen? Will they achieve world peace?
Yeah, it's a good question. I have my doubts, but prove us wrong, people. Prove us wrong. I just got this come up. You remember the Impractical Jokers?
Oh, yeah, dude. Very funny.
Man.
Hidden TV.
Yeah.
Hidden camera stuff.
Yeah. So it's like three guys. They're just buddies. And they basically... The one guy has to go out and they're like talking in his ear, you know, from the, what do you call it? Yeah, headphones.
Headphones.
And they're like giving him instructions to do really stupid stuff. So, like, you know, go up and tell that woman her baby's ugly and they have to do it. And if they can't do it, they lose the round. So it's really funny. And I got this thing up where like they have to go around and basically just go up to people's food in a restaurant and just take food off their plate and eat it and then just walk away without saying anything. It's really, really funny.
You gotta have some stones to do that, you know? Like, you gotta have some balls.
How would you react if someone took food off your plate?
Well, I would think they're unstable and just let it happen, I suppose.
You're like, hey, man, you want some chicken? I got some extra chicken here. You just go away.
Just don't stab me. Or shoot me in the head.
Oh, man, yeah. That would be crazy. Well, I'm gonna check out for a sec. So...
All
right, cool. Speaking
soon. So, something super popular on my feed at the moment is this rave on about the super blue blood moon.
Yeah, yeah, I've been seeing a little bit about this stuff.
They say it's like a once-in-a-lifetime sort of event. You know, it's a mix between a blood moon and a blue moon and a super moon. Look, I pretty much don't know what any of those moons are. All I know is the full moon. And, yeah, look, what do you know what any of these moons are?
No, I pretty much ignored all that kind of stuff at school. So the only moon I know is the moon you give when you're really trying to be cool to other people with your pants down. Remember the Homer Simpson scene with Monty Burns?
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
that scene?
That's what I meant with the full moon. But the thing is that the super blue blood moon, like, come on, like, you get out there. Firstly, it was raining, so no one saw anything from where I'm from. But for those,
so hang on, did you get out?
Yeah. I saw it was like just bucketing down, so I was just like, oh, whatever. And then I thought about it, like, for those who actually saw it, and for me who missed it and then contemplated about it, it's like, I saw pictures of it and I was like, it just looks like every other moon, but a little bit red. Like, come on.
It's yeah, and it's not like real, real red, is it? And it's always that little letdown. Like, they trick you. They suck you in. You get out there. You went out in the rain to have a look at this special moon, only to be severely disappointed. It's just, it's just
classic. It's classic. And everyone's raving about it. And it's like, oh, it's so rare. It's so rare. It's once in a lifetime thing. It's so rare. Yeah.
Since when did rare start becoming really popular anyway?
Yeah. I mean, like, having a second set of testicles is rare, but you don't want to have one of them in between your legs, do you?
No, you're not going to get, it's not going to go down very popular. You know, you can't, that's not a good opening line. Hey, I'm Gary, and I've got four sets of nuts. No one's going to be like,
oh, four ball Gary. Classic.
It's in the realm of giant nipples too, or four nipples. All those things. Rarity isn't good. It's rare, usually, because nobody...
Exactly.
And there's a few weirdos that just collect them. And so, I mean, sure, there's some weirdo there, out there with, like, four testicles.
A shout-out to Gary as well. Well done, Gary. Like, if you want to like, message in, have a chat about those four testicles, we don't want to do it. Because we don't care about rare. don't call in about your problems with your four testicles. Just leave them in a little box, along with your super blue blood moon. Just put them all together, lock it away. We don't want it.
Yeah. So in short, stop telling us about blood moon and rare things, and we'll all be happier for it. I was actually just looking at a few things here as well, and
what do you got?
Did you see this thing with the new Mayan? They found a whole, because Mayan civilization thing was always there, but they found this whole new, you know, society, like way heaps of stuff.
Like, I heard there's some ridiculous population in there as well. Like, how much was it?
Well, they thought back in the day that there was like 4 to 5 million people that lived there, but then after they did this thing called LIDAR, which is basically, they can shoot down from an aeroplane some kind of, I don't know what it is, technology. Yeah, they use their superpowers and they get down there with Professor X and they found all this extra stuff. Anyway, the point is, it was like, they think there's 15 to 20 million people that lived in that
20
city.
20 million people? It's like the population of Australia nearly.
Yeah, well, it's getting up there. It'd be basically like finding a whole Australian population somewhere. And, yeah, just because they found they use lasers, which is kind of like, it sucks for the guys that used to have to walk around the jungle trying to find places, and they're like sacrificing their whole lives with machetes cutting through the jungle, and then there was some guy was like, oh, look, you just point your laser at it, I can see it from up here.
Now all the explorers will be turning in their graves, but what happened to all these people? What? 20 million people, where did they all go?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. Maybe they went on vacation or
that's
something.
Really unrealistic.
Well, maybe. Well, there's 15 to 20 million people, man. I don't know. What do you think happened to
them? Right. Some disease?
You know, AIDS.
Can we joke about AIDS? I don't know.
I don't know. Is AIDS off topic? Well, you remember when AIDS hit them?
So, social media guy. I've just got this Facebook feed, this post And basically, it's a bit of a stitch up. I don't know. I don't know if it's true. It looks like it's pretty legit. And the thing is that the Voice of Europe have put up this like this new fashion that is out at the moment. And in Europe, basically, they've got this outfit where you can wear someone else upside down your body, right?
That was disturbing, right?
It is. I got to describe it to you because I'm not too sure if you can see it. But basically, this model, who, by the way, is skinny as a twig, is like wearing this other model upside down. She's wearing this flowy white garbage bag dress, and strapped onto her is this other model upside down with her legs, her up around her face, and you know, in a at the knee, it's bending back and hooking onto her shoulders. And the funny thing is that they're not selling anything. And the woman, I paused the video, and the woman, the model's face, she's not buying this dress. She's not leaving the runway and going to the store to buy this dress. You know what I mean?
Well, how would you buy that dress? You just like. What are they just selling people now? Upside down people? It's like, stay there, Wang. You just get Chinese people in there to get on people's backs. It's crazy.
It is like, does it get, you know, I don't know. Like, if you buy this, I mean, save your back, you'd want to, like, buy a midget, wouldn't you? Like, do you have this in a midget version? It's like,
Oh, she looks a bit heavy. Maybe you need to lose a little few pounds, you know?
But the thing is, I've got a pause on her face, and her face is just, she is horrified. She's thinking, what am I doing? This is ridiculous. Like, it's so stupid. I tell you what.
Yeah, you know, there's some creepy old rich person in the background going, if you don't do this, you're dead. I'll kill you. She's forced to walk out the catwalk like it's sexy or something.
Well, they got guns back there. Yeah. Don't you dare come back until you sell this dress.
Please clap. Don't beat me. It's horrible.
The thing is, it's like, if this takes off, if this dress of wearing someone upside down, because this woman's butthole is basically centimeters away from her head, and if this takes off, we need to invest in eye medication, because there's going to be a lot of pink eye out there when this hits the streets.
Sponsored by Pink Eye, Pink Eye Repellent.
There's going to be conjunctivitis everywhere.
Oh, that's filthy. I don't know why people do that kind of stuff to them. To be honest, I don't understand the fashion industry, but I'm proud of it because that's a weird industry.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a few videos just here. Some just come up. I've got, there's this, I don't know if you've seen this, but there's this like 60 something year old dude, and he's just basically killing it on the skateboard, right? Like,
yep.
Have you seen this video?
Yeah, I have seen it. He shreds.
Yeah, like he's doing like these little kick flips and going down the ramps and going all over the place. And yeah, it's impressive, you know. And I mean, that's all. There's not much more to say from it except that that's pretty impressive. You know, the dude's like 60-something and he's killing it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the video, it just kind of like makes the point, you know, that age is just a number, ... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about that? You know,
you know,
being this number.
Well, yeah, I'm not too sure, but I have heard that you're only as old as you feel. So, you know.
Maybe. Well, that's what they say. But I'm gonna throw a hypothetical at you, right? So,
okay,
you're young and you're ready to go on a date. Someone's set you up on a blind date.
Yep.
They don't tell you anything about the person. You rush home from work, get dressed. You go out to, you know, wherever it is, some pizza joint or whatever, to meet this blind date. And as you walk in, you see the person, and it's Betty. She's 72 years old, sitting at the booth, and she looks excited. How do you feel?
I feel like I would pretend I was not there to meet her.
Brutal. So you just stand her up. So old Betty, she gets up and goes, "Age is nothing but a number." What do you say?
Can you do a kickflip? Social media guy.
Oh man, so you've got to see this article I've been reading, right?
Yeah.
This guy from Western Australia was hunting kangaroos, right? That's him and his brother. His name is Joshua Hayden, and like, they're hunting these kangaroos, and this is reported by ABC News, by the way.
Reputable source.
Yeah, and one of the kangaroos disappeared from view. So they're hunting one of the three of them, and one of them disappears.
What do you mean it disappears? Like,
he sees three, and it's nighttime or whatever, and then all of a sudden he can't see the kangaroo. Where's this kangaroo gone? It reappears when Hayden, this guy from Western Australia, goes to take a shot. He was about to shoot one of the other two kangaroos, and it reappears and drills into the side of him, knocking him unconscious and breaking this guy's jaw.
What do you mean? Like, we're talking like ninja kangaroo here, knocking him out.
Basically, like a kamikaze flying headbutt. from the side. So
love it.
This is what he said in his own words. He said, it actually collided with the side of the car. So the side of the car, the kangaroo did, and smashed the front window. Then it bounced back onto me and headbutted me straight in the jaw. So it hits the front, then bounces back up and headbutts him straight in the jaw. Which is pretty crazy. We're talking like JFK style bullet, but with kangaroo, right?
Yeah.
And he said the force was so severe that he thought it was his brother that had actually smashed him. So I don't know, maybe his brother's like normally hits him or something. I don't know. But he said again, he goes, I woke up and my brother was trying to tell me what happened. I said, no, you hit me. And he said, no, the kangaroo did it. And now he needs like surgery and has been told to wait 10 days or before the swelling and everything goes down. So it's pretty crazy.
So the brother, no recollection of what happens, is sitting there going, what'd you hit me for? It's like to his brother, who's saying it was a kangaroo.
Would you believe it if you'd like, if you were sitting there hunting and then you somehow got knocked out and your broken jaw and you didn't see what happened and the brother said, dude, it was like a koala, it like jumped out the tree. Like, would you believe that kind of stuff?
No, I wouldn't.
Why?
Well, look. So, I'm going to be led to believe that friggin' Captain Kangaroo comes out, like, disappears in thin air like a ninja, and then, like, but goes around with a vendetta to try and, like, knock this guy out. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I can kind of see your point. It's kind of like, yeah, the brother's like, the kangaroo, yeah, it was definitely a kangaroo that knocked you out and took your money. And by the way, you've got AIDS because you got raped. the kangaroo did it.
Definitely the kangaroo. Yeah, he definitely raped you. It's like, wasn't anyone else in the car.
The perfect alibi. The kangaroo did it.
That's definitely something we've got to, you know, implement in our conversations. Like, you know, your wife bakes you a cake, you know, bakes a cake for the family. And she goes out to, you know, pick up the kids, comes back, it's gone. Or you could just go, oh, it was the kangaroo. The kangaroo did it.
The kangaroo did it. Yeah. Yeah. I think it should be used more frequently. Kangaroo did it.
Do you know, talking about kangaroos doing stuff. That was pretty much the poorest segue I've ever going to say in my life because it's got nothing to do with the kangaroo. But I was looking on my Facebook feed and there were these guys who are playing one-on-one tag and they're calling it ultimate tag. It's like world championship tag. I was watching them run around. It's, you know, they're doing it parkour style. There's all these obstacles and they're jumping around. But then when I thought about it, I'm just watching two grown men run around touching each other playing Tiggy. Call it the world championship.
If I want to see that, man, I'll go down to the local primary school and I'll just stand at the back of the oval watching kids.
Well, you shouldn't do that because you might get arrested. But yeah, I mean, what's going to be next? The world hide and seek tournament? You know, imagine hearing that. Like, they're just waiting for Gerald. He's hiding still. It's been 4 hours. What a game! Thrilling.
That would be a challenge actually to commentate for. It would be like, it's getting warmer. It's getting warm. It's getting hot.
No, cold.
Cold. Sorry, folks. This will be weeks before we get back to that.
Turns out Gerald's dead. He's been there too long.
He was hiding. He was hiding under the tree. No one found him. Yes, he was found dead on arrival.
If you're in the World Championships, hopefully you're not hiding under a tree, because that's a pretty crap hiding place.
Yeah, everyone knows the good spots. The main spots, which are always your mum's cupboard. That's always one of the top three.
Your laundry chute. It's pretty good.
Laundry chutes are good, yeah. Or usually just any cupboards of any kind that you can get behind stuff. They're usually the winners.
Yeah. Just don't hide next to your brother with a gun or any kangaroos.
That's right. That's when the AIDS happens. good times.
So, I got a news feed on my Facebook, a very reputable source again. Channel 9 News. Have you heard of that, little bad boy?
I have heard of the old Channel 9. Yes,
I have. So in Australia, it's pretty much the top echelons of news reporting, and this particular article was about how science has proven that the second born child is more likely to be a criminal. How do you think a crackpot team of scientists figured that one out?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like I'd like to know how they came up with these findings. But we'll just have to assume for the instant that it's absolutely true.
So they're probably testing the second born children for the evil gene. I myself am a second born child, so I was a little bit concerned, because science obviously is correct. So I went in and I Google searched some well known second born children. You know who I got?
Who did you get?
I got Jennifer Lopez and Kim Kardashian. So criminals, Richie?
So a lot of criminals with huge asses, but it sounds like
huge,
as well.
Huge assets or huge asses?
Yeah, a little bit of that column A, a little from column B.
Maybe criminally attractive. But the two that came out at the end, interesting. We have Bill Gates and Donald Trump, both second-born children.
Right. Yes, it's all starting to make sense now.
It's very criminal, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Is it? They've got lots of money.
Yeah, no. I don't know. It's ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
It's a ridiculous finding. What does it say about fourth child? Because I'm the fourth one.
Fourth one? I don't know. Maybe the science has yet to crack that little code.
I can crack it. It's like you get the hairy gene. This is what happened to me. I got the hairy gene.
Huge
like,
hairy gene.
That's what everyone gets. Yeah.
Huge hairy testicles.
Well, I don't know about the testicle bit. Anyway, let's move off of the testicles. I was also looking at a few things, and you must have noticed these. Everyone's posting on social media this is app. Or I don't know what it is, but you click on this link, and it makes you look as what you. It shows you what you look like as the opposite sex. Have you seen this going around?
Yeah, look, it's very disturbing. I don't know why people are doing it, but it is what it is. And you look at them and think, oh, you're a filthy opposite sex. Like, it's just scary stuff.
Have you seen anyone where you thought, no, that's pretty hot, it's pretty attractive? It's a disturbing moment.
Even if I did, I would not admit to that.
I look at it and I think, like, I personally avoided putting mine up on social media.
Did you do it?
What's that?
Did you do it?
No, I avoided putting it up. Okay. And the reason I avoided putting it up is I thought, like, yeah, come on, like, well, what? How many steps are we going to take in this experiment? You know what I mean? Like, where does it stop? You know what I mean? Like, I'm a grown-ass man. You know what I mean? Like, people are saying, I just was curious because I asked people, why would you put that up? And they're like, I thought it was funny or it was curious. And I was like, well, what's the next step? Like, you just put on a dress and a G-banger, find your wife's G-banger and go do your shopping and put on some lipstick. Where does it stop, Jay? Where does it stop?
Puts the lotion on the skin.
Puts the lotion on the skin.
It is. It's a slippery slope, you know? step one, do a little gender swap app. Step two, you know, do a little bit of dressing Saturday night as a woman on the streets trying to consume. Step four.
You're a prostitute paying the bills. It's like, what happened? It's a slippery slope.
You're bringing, doing tricks for a dime. That's what happens. That's a slippery slope right there.
Yeah, so be warned, everyone. Be warned of the app. Don't partake. You can do it, but I would advise against it.
Yeah, I would definitely. I bet you a lot of second-born children are doing that app. Because it's criminal.
The corruption. Just so much criminal.
The slippery slope. Second-born children.
Classic.
Do you know what else is criminal? And it's blown up at the moment on the internet and in social media.
Yeah.
Is Fergie and her national anthem. Have you heard about this?
I've had a little bit on the grapevine.
So on Monday's NBA All-Star game, she got into a bit of a groove. She unlocked her inner soul and Scatman and sang the national anthem in this All-Star game, and it was.
Oh no! These national anthems that people do, I don't think they realize how much is on the line when they do these bad boys. You're talking about Fergielicious, right? You're not talking about
Fergielicious. I'm not talking about not the princess Fergie.
That would be even more weird if she was singing the anthem.
But she, it's a make or break, and she broke, and the NBA stars, a few of them were just like had the, you know, WTF. Looks on their face. Mm. Some were laughing. And the thing is, the crowd was murmuring, and she actually, it fueled her fire. She started getting like more excited. She started going, oh, and she started picking up a game a little bit more and just like doing, oh.
So hang on, you think that she thought the crowd, the feeling she was getting was that the crowd was loving it. Is that what you think?
Yeah, as you watch it, she's like, it's like, it was like petrol was being poured on the fire. It was like she just exploded.
Oh, she's gone. They love me. They love me. And her manager's in the crowd just going, Fergie, you idiot. They hate this. It's terrible. Cut it. And
she's, she's loving it. I don't know. It is, I don't know. Look, props to her. She picked an angle. She went with it. She ran with it. Can she be commended for that?
No, I believe she deserves to be mocked. You go up there and smash an anthem, and you're getting all that cash, dude. You better perform. And I think there's always those people that, you know, that they do the whole too much on the anthems. You know who you are. Just sing the song. You know what I mean? And then you've got the other people who, like, you know, give a little speech before each song. They're also annoying. Just sing the words and get off stage.
You know she's 7 hours ago, she apologized for the worst anthem ever sung in the history of singing the US national anthem. So, she poor thing.
The only thing I know about Fergie is, I'm not sure if this is true, but I'm pretty sure she urinates on the stage. That's what I heard.
You know what? Isn't that commitment?
Well, it's one word you could use, yeah.
If she's like ignoring bathroom breaks, you know, just any like primal needs, she's just putting it to one side. She's doing what she's got to do to perform the song. And come on, we got to give her something.
She either really needed to go to the toilet. Oh, yeah, it's full-on commitment. She's like, I don't know. I don't even know how that is commitment, to be honest. What were they standing backstage? And they're like, we need to add, like, an X factor to your performance tonight, Fergie. What can you give us? And they're all just, like, coming up with ideas. And she just says, what about if I urinate on the stage? Everybody just starts clapping. It's brilliant, Fergie. That's brilliant. Just go with it.
If I'm sitting there, if I'm at work and I'm at the computer and I need a wee and I just go, I'm just going to
I'm just going to go with it. I'm just going to power through, get it done. That shows commitment to the job, don't you think? So we got to commend her for something. She's getting wasted at the moment on online and social media.
She was so disciplined to her craft that she pees on stage, and even when the crowd doesn't like her singing, she sings even louder and harder. So, yeah, I suppose that's commendable.
You know what? It's infectious because apparently people in the crowd listening to her rendition of the US national anthem were laughing so hard that they peed themselves.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. It's a circle of life. She's a giver of gifts.
She's a giver of gifts. We commend you, Fergie.
We do commend
your you. Your urination.
Fergie-licious.
So I was listening to this this guy on his Facebook post, and he was talking about the law of attraction. Have you heard about this before, Richie?
The law of attraction. This is that you whatever you believe or what you want is what you'll get type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So think about it enough, you'll get it. It was featured in that book you were telling me about, which for some reason I had no idea existed. What was that book called again?
Oh, you mean The Secret. Hey, you want to know a secret? It's such a lame name. But yeah, The Secret.
Dude, but like, that sold a lot of copies, didn't it? It was like, The Secret.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so I watched this video, and firstly, I mean, people will post videos who say, like, try and speak truths or, you know, like, try and lay down motivational topics, etc., etc. You know, first thing, when I see these people, I look at them and I think, mate, this guy is a bit of a wiener. And, like, should I really be following your example? Should I really be listening to what you're saying here?
Yeah, because most of these people... Because the question I have is like, is this something that all successful people believe? Like, you know, why is this this 21-year-old who tells me to never give up, why is he the guru all of a sudden about, like, The Secret? What about the legit guys? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you certainly know Will Smith, you know.
Well, that's right. If you know no Big Willie, then you don't know what you're talking about. Big Willie Style. Remember that was the name of his cover album? Remember Big the Getting Jiggy With It?
Yeah, he's got the Big Willie. But do you know what? Do you think he used the law of attraction to get that Big Willie? You think, and you just keep...
Well, I think any man who wants a Big Willie has to want it first. I think there's an element of truth to it. I just think this they turn this bit of truth into like a hipster doofus reality. Like you just gotta believe, man.
So here's the question. Do you think the allure of attraction, do you think it works?
Well, I think it only works insofar as if you want to get something, it's good to want it first and project that out. But as soon as you start, like, yeah, putting too much weight on that one element, you just become, that's when you become the wiener. You are then the wiener. You know, like rich people, for example, like, you know, like the filthy rich guys, like Elon Musk that we were talking about, and like, Bill Gates, who's like one of the rich dudes, one of the big rich guys that's always been around. You know, these guys, I'm not sure they're all getting together going, all right, who's been believing this week? Me!
You just got to believe. I mean, if the law of attraction truly worked, you'd see a whole bunch of like teenagers walking around with hot chicks, wouldn't you think?
Well, yeah. Why? Because you think like all the teenagers are masturbating to chicks, so therefore they should be like getting all these hot porn star looking models?
Or they're constantly thinking about it. Shouldn't the law of attraction work for them as well?
Well, you've got a good argument there. And if the law of attraction is so number one, then yes, there should be a lot of acne-faced little wieners running around with beautiful women. Then that should happen.
Well, that being said, I don't know, maybe they're just focusing so much more on the masturbation side of things, and maybe they're just becoming wankers. Which is true, because a lot of teenagers are wankers, so.
This is true, the stats don't lie.
Maybe the law of attraction works, we don't know.
Well, yeah. Well, I think it works for some that way. And it works, it works a little bit, just not that much. Bill Gates and those guys, I'm not sure they're all getting together having attraction meetings.
What's on the agenda today? Well, let's think really hard about money, and then it will get more money.
Yeah. Well, you idiot, Bill, we're going bankrupt. That's not with that attitude, they're going to be successful there, Gilbert.
All of a sudden, a really good-looking woman comes in the room. All right, who's not thinking about money?
Oh, man, the rabbit hole. Speaking of Bill Gates, I watched this video the other day.
Yeah.
And it was actually pretty funny. Because I've watched a little bit of Bill Gates over the years, and there's this video. I don't know if you've seen it, and they've you know when you get those videos where they make them gangster, you get like thug life.
Yeah, thug life, and like they pause it, and the glasses and the doobie comes down, and it's like the music. Yeah,
it's epic, right? So Bill Gates in his prime, you know, he's getting this interview. It must be 40 years old or something. And he's sitting down and they're on these chairs, you know, and he's not the most masculine man you've ever seen.
No, he's not. Bit of Mr. Burns body.
He is basically when black comedians do white people voices, they're doing Bill Gates.
Yeah,
classic. You know? And Bill Gates is sitting there on the chair. He's just like, the interviewer says, "Now, is it true that you can leap a chair in a single bound?"
It's like Superman.
Yeah, and he calmly says, "Yeah, I've been known to be able to do it, yes." And then the lady says something to the effect of, "Well, would you mind showing us?" So then he's sitting there in his full attire, your button-up shirt, long pants, you know, shiny shoes. And then sure enough, he gets up. He, like, just jumps over this chair, just like in one leap. He's like, he jumps over it. He's like, see, and she's like, "Ooh, yay! Like, well done! You jumped over a chair."
That is just mental.
Anyway, the thug life, version of it is perfect because it's just like he jumps it, and then straight away the thug life comes out. It's just the perfect time.
Firstly, he's a thug. That's awesome. Secondly, do you think the interviewer lady was thinking about Bill Gates jumping over a chair for the whole week coming up to that interview, and then the law of attraction worked out for her?
Well, that could have happened. Yes, I think there's no reason to doubt that may have happened.
Awesome.